You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Another San Antonio school district has lost its superintendent. The Board of Trustees at Southwest ISD unanimously voted last night to approve the resignation of Superintendent Jeanette Ball. Ball has served in the position since 2023. She spoke following the vote.
I'm going to venture on to a different opportunity that God has always opened different doors for me, but it is not easy. But what makes it easier is that I feel we've accomplished so much.
Assistant Superintendent Brandon Crisp was appointed to serve as acting superintendent effective today. Other area school districts have also experienced major leadership changes this academic school year. National Democrats are adding Texas's 23rd congressional district to their list of potential pickups this November. The district runs from San Antonio into West Texas. It was represented by Republican Tony Gonzalez, who resigned earlier this year over a sex scandal with a staffer. Democratic nominee Katie Padilla Stout faces Republican gun rights activist and YouTuber Brandon Herrera. President Trump carried the district by 15 points in 2024. The Cook Political Report rates it likely Republican. Democrats need a net gain of 3 seats to take control of the U.S. House. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones will hold public listening sessions on the proposed downtown arena for the San Antonio Spurs. Bexar County voters last year approved using revenue from the county hotel tax and car rental tax to fund the arena. Jones wants a separate city vote. The city's proposed contribution to the arena is just under $500 million. A public listening session takes place tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Doris Griffin Senior Center. Another meeting is going to be held tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the Northeast Senior Center, and the last one on Monday at 6:30 p.m. at the Urban Ecology Center at Hardberger Park. The CDC has issued a recall for some jalapenos linked to a nationwide outbreak of salmonella. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports hundreds of cases have been reported, including some in Texas.
San Antonians love their jalapenos, so check your favorites to make sure they are not distributed by Coast Citrus. The CDC says the peppers were grown in Sinaloa, Mexico, and distributed primarily to restaurants or by wholesale. Chipotle Mexican Grill was among the restaurants notified of the recall, and they stopped serving them right away. Most people infected with salmonella get sick with stomach upset within a few hours to a week. Most recover within a week. The very young, seniors, and those with weakened immune systems sometimes require hospitalization. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
An indoor farming company is shutting down its San Antonio operation, putting more than 150 people out of work. The company says the closure came after a potential buyer unexpectedly backed out. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
80 Acres Farms is closing its vertical farm at Brooks City Base and eliminating all 166 San Antonio jobs. The Cincinnati area company grew produce indoors year-round without pesticides and using renewable electricity. Founder and CEO Mike Zelkin says the company had been negotiating a potential acquisition that would have provided the money needed to keep operating. But he says the prospective buyer pulled out on August 2nd. Without that deal or other financing, Zelkin says the company had to wind down operations. 80 Acres Farm supplied produce to more than 18,000 retail locations across the country. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.